Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome to Soul Purpose Healing, and you are listening to the music of my favorite musician, composer, Yanni. I thought we'd start on an upbeat note for 2014. This is the first show in 2014, and I'm so excited and grateful to be able to offer you a guest who has some very expertise, knowledge, and experience to share with you. My name is Viata, of course. I'm your host for Soul Purpose Healing. And this show is for informational purposes only. We are not here to diagnose, treat, or replace any of your medical professional advice. We want to take you higher than your medical professional advice on this show. So welcome, welcome. Thank you for listening. We're starting 2014, upbeat, ready to go, taking charge of our health. We have seen the calamity of Obamacare, and if you haven't had your consciousness lifted from all that chaos, then we're here to help you a little further because we want every one of our listeners to start thinking of taking charge of your health. There is a self-help revolution going on. And so one of the things you can start thinking about on this first week of 2014 is detoxing. Everybody wants to start their resolutions. And my suggestion for all you listeners out there who are ready to start a detox program is very simple. Start shifting your thinking to eliminating foods, thoughts, and emotions that are acid. pH acid to alkaline is what determines what type of health you're going to have. So those acid emotions are anger, bitterness, fear, regret, guilt. Get into the emotions of alkalinity of love, forgiveness, and compassion. And then start eliminating those foods that are also acid, the hamburgers, the white flour, the white rice, the overcooked foods, and get into the more alkaline foods, raw foods, fresh vegetables, organic vegetables and fruits, and more green smoothies. As my guest last year made note, when you're starting on a raw diet, the first step is to just have more green smoothies in your diet. Less coffee, more water, more green foods and drinks. So let's get started on the right foot on this first Sunday of 2014. So now I'd like to introduce a very special person, Dr. Donato Profino. Am I pronouncing that right?
Oh, Profino will do fine, Vieta.
Profino.
Yay.
Dr. Donato is a fellow healer, lecturer, consultant, physician in the natural integrative field of healing and help. And he has had long years of chiropractic physician practicing. And I'm going to let Dr. Donato talk to you now for the next whatever time he wants about his family history, career history, and why chiropractic physicians are an important part of everyone's health plan to get well and stay well. So, Dr. Donato, welcome to Soul Purpose Healing, and how are you today?
I'm doing just fine, Vieta, just fine.
Thanks. Good. Okay. Why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about your history, wherever you want to start. We're listening.
Okay. That's good. Well, I was born in up in the state of Maine, and way up there in New England. And you'll pick up my accent, you know, park the car. We drop our R's on the end of the words and stick them somewhere in between. Yeah. I've been down in Florida about 15 years, and, I haven't lost my accent at all. And, I don't even try to. It's just that's my accent. Well, yeah. You know, being born in Maine, you know, we have about 1 million people in the whole state, and there's probably just as many deer and bears as there are people. And it's a wonderful area. I got married when I was, about 22 years of age, went to a high school in Portland, Maine, went to undergraduate work at the University of Maine, then off to a chiropractic graduate school out in Illinois, National College of Chiropractic. Then when I came back, I practiced in Maine most of the time. And, I have two children. One is an older son, 47. I think my daughter's 43. And they both live down here in Orlando. And that was the main reason why I came from Maine to Orlando, was my children were down here. I am since single. I'm not married anymore. And, you know, family time at this time of the year, it always meant to me from Thanksgiving on, it was just family time. And the most potent, powerful force in the universe is L-O-V-E.
Yes.
If you want to heal, you've certainly got to straighten out your soulful aspect, because nothing can beat your lovingness. One bad thought supersedes any hazard of one bad food. You just have to know that.
Yes.
So, chiropractors, we don't introduce any chemicals, foreign chemicals like drugs, pharmaceuticals into the body, and we don't take anything out of the body. Basically, we try to free up the flow of energy from the brain down the spinal cord and out 31 pair of spinal nerves that come out in between openings made from the vertebra above and the vertebra below. If there's any interference out of alignment of the vertebra, they put pressure on the nerves, and then there's aberrant nerve energy flowing from, let's say, that one vertebra to, let's say, the nerve might come out and go to the stomach or the bowel or the uterus or wherever. And so all the chiropractors do the same thing that 5,000 to 6,000 years ago acupuncture did. They absolutely restore and maintain the normal flow of the nervous system. So who's doing the healing? It certainly isn't us. All we do is remove interference to the flow of life, which is the energy of the human being. And we'd like to say above, down, inside, out. Well, above the brain, down the spinal cord, the nerves, and then coming out into the organs, you know, from the protective area of the spinal column, which is protects your nervous system because it's so vital. But, you know, when you say above, down, inside, out, what's above the brain? Well, now that's God-centered energy. The Creator is at the top and of everything, totally. We are nothing but divine creatures, and chiropractors work with that divine flow of living life energy, just as the acupuncturists have done for 5,000 to 6,000 years. So, you know, chiropractic pretty much is an offshoot of acupuncture, so it's nothing new, that's for sure. But in this country, it was kind of like discovered 1895, D.D. Palmer out in Davenport, Iowa, but, you know, that was back then, and that wasn't that far ago, just 1895. So it all started from that time on in the country. You know, of course, chiropractic has had its battles with the medical profession trying to, take us out of the practice of the healing so that they can be the only ones. So it was competition. There was nothing to do with the welfare or is there any credibility to the profession. So when I was, just to give you an idea of how I got into chiropractic, when I was about 12 or 13, I had trouble sleeping. My back was always bothering me, and I couldn't sit still, and I wasn't a good student. I was fidgety all the time, you know, the ants in your pants kind of a person.
Sure.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. And so my uncle suggested to my father, gee, why don't you take him to a chiropractor? So I did. And that chiropractor made a total change in me, in my life. I totally calmed down. I could handle and digest food. I ate food slower, and I became a better student in school just because of spinal adjustments. There was such an irritation to my spine, probably, you know, childhood stuff, falling down, you know, playing, jumping, leaping, and I was a very active kid. And you're up there in Maine, you know, when you make snow forts and you ice them down with ice and you fall, you land on like rocks. Because an ice fort, when you slip and slide, you know, there's a lot of hazardry when it comes to the winter. Well, so my life was changed. So as I went through chiropractic adjustments throughout my younger life, the chiropractor kept on after me. He says, well, what are you going to do with the rest of your life? What are you going to do for a vocation? I said, I don't really know. He says, well, think about chiropractic. So he always kept after me. Then I finally went to one of his friends. He said, go talk to this doctor. So I went to him, and then he really liked me, and so I got coerced into going to chiropractic graduate school. Now, I had no idea I really wanted to, you know, do chiropractic. But I went after I graduated from college, and then that was it. I got into practice, and I did it for 25 years. Now, I've been out of practice for quite a few years. I just basically got bored with it, especially managed care when it came in, insurance. That really wasn't of interest to me. You know, basically a prescription item of the insurance industry. So, you know, that's basically that. But just to let you know a little bit about what chiropractic is, when the chiropractors with their hands make corrections on the spine, all they're looking for, and it's just like reading Braille with their fingers. Some of us have talent, some of us do not. Some of us are sensitive to what they feel, others do not. It's the same with, like, athletes. You name any field. All of us have different capabilities. And some are more blessed than others. And the ones that are blessed usually hang around a lot longer than the ones that are not. Well, so when you go up and down the spine, you're palpating, you're feeling with your spine. You can tell an awful lot about a person's makeup by just palpating and feeling their spine. You can feel a person that holds a lot of tension, one that's under a lot of stress, and that's mental, spiritual stress. You can honestly, you can read a person's life just by running up and down their spine. They have no idea what's there. But now, is every chiropractor going to be as sensitive to that? Absolutely not. Just those who are in tune with the power that makes the body.
And you know, Dr. Don, I'm glad you mentioned that because I started seeing chiropractors back in the, say, the late 80s or mid-80s. 1980s, because I had run the Beta Breakers race, and my back just started bothering me, something awful. So I found a chiropractor, and this man was having me come to see him about 3 or 4 times a week, and he would snap my back, and I'd feel great, but then I'd feel terrible the next day or 2 days later, so I had to keep going back. So I think you would agree that a person has to find the right person for them, would you not? The right
right. But you know what's funny, Vietta? When people go to an MD and they don't get the result, they just think nothing. Well, they just go to another one. And if that one doesn't work, they go to another one. But they go to a chiropractor, one chiropractor once, and it doesn't work, they say, well, they're all the same. No, they're not. We go to different graduate schools, and the graduate schools teach different things. And then on top of it, you got individual practitioners who have different degrees of lovingness. I'll tell you, if you're going to be a hands-on chiropractor, you better love humanity because you're not going to be able to palpate and see with love in your heart when you're touching a person and you're trying to help them. It's a touchy-feely type profession. It's not a high-techy type thing. It's touchy-feely. That's the old-time chiropractors, and the best ones are the ones that use their hands. You have to be sensitive with your hands. And honestly, your lovingness is really what you're seeing. You're seeing lovingness. You talk about a spiritual element to the spinal cord. My gosh, the flow of energy in the brain and out to all the organs, that's all we are, is compressed energy. All our chemistry, the bones, everything in the universe is nothing but condensed, compressed energy. They say it takes over 1 billion units of energy to make 1 unit of matter or chemistry. We're just condensed energy. That's all we are. And that's life. That is absolute life. So when you eat healthy food, you've got to eat live food, not dead food. You've got to put God-made food into a God-made body. You can't, let's say you have an automobile. Now, God didn't make that. You did. Now, you think you're going to put God-made food in that automobile to run it for fuel? Are you crazy? It's got to be man-made. It's got to be gasoline. I mean, doesn't it? See, it's so simple. It makes so much sense. And there should be an 11th commandment. It should say something like, if God made it, fine. If man made it, watch out. And that's the absolute truth. I've worked in a health food store the last 8 years, and I've counseled with people, consulted, and I've seen all kinds of conditions. Now, if you ever wanted me to mention, you know, what do we see most? What do I see most in the store today?
In health,
I mean, 8 years is certainly a lot of experience with that. Biggest thing, poor diet. There are some physicians or researchers that have started health products, and they noticed after studying the people in America, they noticed that most modern ailments are due to poor diet. Absolutely true. Sugar. 5 pounds of sugar was consumed per adult per year 100 years ago. 5 pounds. You know what it is today? 150 to 175 pounds of sugar per adult per year. This is killing us. It is gumming up our – go ahead.
So when you talk to your customers today that come in to look to you for some guidance, are they admitting that they're on all this sugar and eating all this dead food, or are you how are you getting that information?
Yeah.
Are they just looking for a pill as usual, and then you ask them,
yeah,
"Well, how what are you eating?" and they're telling you, "Well, I'm not eating that well."
Yeah, that's right, Vieta. Normally, when they come in, well, what do you have for a good vitamin mineral supplement? And I said, well, okay, what are you trying to accomplish? Now, that's kind of like, what kind of a question is that? What are you trying to accomplish? I said, well,
yeah,
no, bottom line, what are you trying to accomplish? And I said, well, you know, I said, well, look, if you're going to buy selenium for this and magnesium for this and vitamin A for this and B1 for that, I said, you're using all these synthetic fragmented isolates as drugs. I said, that's not the way to go. You've got to have whole food supplement. The closest thing you're going to get to whole food supplement is not a vitamin mineral type thing. It is whole food. Not saying vitamin A, B, B1, manganese, zinc. On the label it says spirulina, chlorella, you know, broccoli, spinach, and stuff like that. Whole food. Just took out the water at a low temperature, ground it up. Here it is, powdered. Sometimes it's in a capsule, but I almost 95% of the time I tell people to take it as a powder because you get more for your money. That's it. That's the closest thing. Processed with low heat, then you're eating live food. Anything in a supplement, we have companies out there that say, oh, well, we took the vitamins and minerals and fed them to two strains of bacteria and brewer's yeast. Well, yes, you took something synthetic, and now you're trying to make it good. Why don't you just start with the good, take out the water, and that's it, okay? That only makes sense to me. The more we introduce technology, man-made interferences into the health food chain and into life, you're going to have problems, absolute problems. You know, I can't see it any other way of us coming out of our problems in America. Matter of fact, 100 years ago, if you introduced downtown Gunsmoke, USA, if you introduced a health food store, the people come in, you know, overnight the doors were, you know, boarded up, and they came in the morning and they said, oh, my gosh, look at all these bottles. I can't believe the number of bottles there are here. And you would say, well, what are these? Well, they're supplements. Well, what's a supplement? Well, they're vitamins and minerals and other trace nutrients. Well, what do you mean, vitamins and minerals? What's that? Well, things found in your food. Now they're looking at you, and they say, well, we eat food. Where are you going to go with the conversation now? See? You're going to have a problem. Say, well, they're depleted. No, the soil is not depleted 100 years ago, and it wasn't 100 years and all the years in for eternity before that, okay? Only in the last 100 years when you have modern, chemicalized, industrialized farming, that's where our health problems started dietary-wise because the food chain is worn out. They introduced three minerals in commercial fertilizer. We need well over 70. We introduce herbicides, fungicides, pesticides, rodenticides, all these chemicals, totally burn out the soil. When you walk on it, commercial soil, it sounds like you're walking on frozen snow up north in the New England states or wherever. You can't do that. You kill the bacteria. They don't live in the soil anymore, which convert, you know, the minerals into alkaline form minerals, which Vieta was talking about, acidity and alkalinity. And the earthworms, beetles, all the bugs have moved out of the soil. The only idiots living off growing in that soil is humans. How in the heck smart are we? So, you know,
I think you would agree that what you're saying is when a person goes into a health food store, they're really not being serviced if a person just gives them a vitamin bottle and says, okay, take that. You're saying that there should be some type of inquiry into maybe that person's lifestyle, what they're doing.
Right.
That would be the better way to sell or to promote a vitamin supplement is to, you know, talk to the person, right?
Exactly, Vieta. Basically, Vieta, when they come in, I take a case history, just like you do when you go into a doctor's office. These people that come into Chamberlain's, they have me for free. How about that? Having a doctor's advice for absolutely no cost. So they come in, I take a case history, then I advise them, this is what you need. This is not what you need. You start out with something foundational. You do this foundational, non-specific nutritional approach and detox, whatever. You do it for 4 months. Whatever symptoms you have left, then we can address it maybe with something more specific. You've got to understand there's 30,000 different named conditions in this country. We call them diseases. No, they're not. They're diseases. That means no harmony, no balance. Well, out of harmony, out of balance with what? Mother Nature. And Mother Nature is God. God's design. Mother Nature design. Same thing. We are out of harmony with Mother Nature. We have severed our umbilical cord to the soil, to the air, to the water, and to the sunshine. Those four things make up a human being. How can you have love expressed through a sickly human being? It's tough. That's a big problem in this country today. You cannot be very spiritual when you're sickly, when you're physically sickly, physically, chemically, and energetically sickly.
Well, I find talking to clients and other people that most people are comfort eating. They're eating food for comfort. So you really do have to get to the bottom of their habits that they have, eating all this sugar because they need comfort. I had a woman, I was on Facebook the other day, and she was showing this pound cake that her sister had made, and she was saying how she couldn't wait to eat the pound cake, and I interjected and said, you know, your creator, once you stop, you can go ahead and eat that pound cake, but the memory of it will stay with you forever. Once you stop needing food for comfort and you let the spirit comfort you, then you will be able to say goodbye to that. So how do you talk to people about saying, getting rid of those habits that are destructive in nature?
Well, they have to become more aware. That's the whole key.
Yeah.
That's where
okay.
education comes in. I do not mm-hmm. sell anybody to anything. I totally educate all of them all the time. When you give people reasons why to go from A, instead of doing A, do B, or instead of going left, take a right, when it comes to their life in all areas, spirit, mind, and body, when you tell them that and you give them reasons why it makes sense to them, and I almost always say, see, now you understand totally what I say, and you can always tell when you're getting through to somebody because they have this look and they laugh. They feel free. I took a load off their mind. I took them from not understanding into understanding, and that is a very comfortable place to be when you have greater knowledge, understanding of truth. You know, I tell people this knowledge with a capital K equals truths with a capital T equals GM. What do you think GM is? God's mind. I pick it all the time. Then you have, on the other end, you have information with a small I equals untruths or partial truths, and then, you know, you have man's mind. Now, where would you like to live your life? You know, the power or the no power place? You know, the absolute truths or the untruths, you know? And that's what you have to do. You educate people all the time. When you give people a reason why God made, you know, the potato, he did not make potato chips. That's man-made. You know, see, that's what you have to say. No matter, and you look in a store and you see all the different potato chips. I mean, you go into any store, you know, shelf, tons of them. Well, that's all
yeah.
adulteration. That's all disease. That is disease. So when you walk down the aisle and it says, this is the chip aisle, no, it's the disease aisle. Tell them to make a correction at wherever you are in the supermarket, whatever supermarket you shop at. Could you just change that and call it disease, please? Because that's what you're actually shopping from, see? You have to have whole food. God does not tell you, oh, well, you need so much protein, so much carbohydrate, and so much fat. No, he just said, would you just throw the seed in the dirt under your feet, grow it in your backyard, whatever you don't get, grow, you get it from your neighbor, holds the community together, everybody loving everybody and helping everybody and serving everybody, and then you will have health. All this nonsense about all these diets, oh, you've got to have so much protein, that is, God did not intend you to know that. In other words, if that were true, he hated all the people up until the 21st century when we ended up with all this technology and we're discovering some of what God has made. Or Mother Nature is made, if you're offended by the word God. You see, so that's what you have to look at. You know, we lead our lives into absolute destruction. And a human is one cell multiplied 70 to 100 trillion times. Can you imagine that? In one cell, when you look at it at under an electron microscopy, you see nothing but space. If you took the human body and compressed it down, you wouldn't even see yourself on the head of a pin. Can you imagine that? That's how much space
right.
we really are.
Yeah. Well, listen, we
yeah.
have about 5 minutes left, and I just love your passion for this topic because So many people are falling asleep when it comes to taking care of themselves, and they want to depend on Uncle Sam to help them take care of themselves. They're going to be totally deceived when they find out that Uncle Sam is about to become partners with the pharmaceutical and push vaccines on everybody. Then they're going to be running to people like you. And I want to mention that Don is at the Chamberlain's, is a health food store here in Orlando, Florida area. And if you're interested in contacting him, you would call Chamberlain's Natural Foods, because he spends a lot of time there, and Chamberlain's Natural Foods is in the directory you can find. Or you can go to our Facebook page and leave a comment if you have a question for Don. He has so much knowledge, and as you can hear, he has a lot of passion about this topic of taking care of the temple. The temple that we call here on Soul Purpose Healing, the universal city of Yahuwah, we call it on Soul Purpose Healing. And I just want, Don, to let our listeners know what you're going to be doing this year. What do you have planned? I know you said something about a show you have at 8 o'clock.
Yes.
What's that about?
Yeah, the past year, me and this lady locally, she came down from New Jersey, and she used to live here. But we're trying to get a TV show, and basically based on six words: healthy, wealthy, and wise, love, sex, and marriage. On those six words, that's what we're going to talk
love
about.
That.
Yeah,
right.
And
great.
You know, and so we have a producer, and he's got his team of people, and you know, to that. So he's doing his thing to get us going. If you know of anybody that might want to help sponsor our show, we need advertisers to pay for the time of the show. So we're looking for advertisers. So if anybody, you know, tells the Adam, and you know, that would be helpful if you know of anybody. But basically, you know, that, and I lecture for companies. They ask me to talk, just like I'm talking on Vieta's show here. And, you know, so I welcome that. I like to share, because every time I share with what I know, that brings it right to the presence of my mind, and it keeps me sharp and in tune with the truth. Now, Vieta mentioned about self-health care. Absolutely. You can't rely upon a third party. You know your body better than anybody else. Now, I'm 70 years of age, and I can tell you one thing. In the last 45 years, I have not had one aspirin, anything over the counter, no prescription, absolutely zero exceptions in 45 years. Now, doesn't that speak? I must know what I'm talking about. I must be living kind of in harmony with Mother Nature more so than a lot of other people, because you got to know, those 30,000 diseases, those are all caused by humans. Would you want to know a God that created diseases? I would not. I would turn the other direction. No. Those are kind of, God is not a punisher. He's a balancer. If you're 90% healthy, there's no void. You're 10% diseased. You see? 80% healthy, 20. You know, 30% healthy, 70% diseased. Okay? So that's where you are. You got to turn on the light in your life, just like a dimmer switch. If you're 100% healthy, really full of energy, life flow in your body, boy, the lights burn bright. And then somewhere in between, where the dimmer switch, the energy's going down, that's life, and it's expressed through your nervous system. Your nervous system is the conductor, and it is the master conductor of all the other systems in the body. As the energy flows, so goes your health. That's basically it.
Oh, wow, that's amazing. Thank you so much, Dr. Don.
Oh, you're welcome.
For sharing. I mean, the listening audience, take it from a 70-year-old man who hasn't had an aspirin in 45 years, how to prevent disease. We're all about prevention. Dr. Don and I are promoting prevention, because once you are diagnosed with a disease, and you have sometimes a battle from hell because your fear, that fear element creeps in as to whether you can overcome it. And if you're in the care of a conventional medical doctor, they will usually not encourage you to take charge of your health, which your body is totally capable of doing, restoring, renewing when your mind is changed. So I am so grateful for Dr. Donato Perfeno coming and sharing his story, his profession, and what he's doing. Keep up the good work, Dr. Donna. And I'll see you, I'm sure, as I continue to shop at Chamberlain's, one of my favorite stores. And listening audience, today, let this be a wake-up call for you to start changing your life, changing what you're doing to prevent disease, because the temple we live in, this vessel of the Most High Yahuwah, is the most awesome mechanism for restoring and walking on this earth with power, light, and love. As Dr. Don says, that free flow of energy needs to be love first and foremost. So we thank you so much, and we're going to leave out of here with Yanni as we began. And for those of you who are listening, have a wonderful week, and we wish you much shalom.
Okay, take care, Vietta.